Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Pursue simple and get fancy later. And by fancy, I just mean all the bells and whistles that you could add to a sales funnel, upsells and downsells and different aspects and different technology to put that whole sales funnel on overdrive. I think that's really important, but you're never going to get there until you build that foundation.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what is up, my AOPT friends? Welcome back to another episode of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I'm Rick Mulready. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Really appreciate you tuning into the podcast here. Today, I've got one of my closest friends joining me on the show, somebody who really needs no introduction because everybody seems to know who she is. Amy Porterfield is in the house, and we're going to be talking about social media sales funnels. Really fun conversation with her today. We'll get to that in just a second, but I want to come out and ask you, if you like this show, if you want to support it and let me know, Rick, yes, I'm learning a lot from it. I'm putting what I'm learning into action in my business. I'm getting, you know, these results or this is not working, but I want to try this. Please let me know. Let me know by leaving a review and a rating for the show over on iTunes. Search on The Art of Paid Traffic there on iTunes and then leave your rating and review there for the show. Let me know what you've been learning. Let me know that you like this type of content or what you'd like to see more of. It only takes a second, and your support for the show really, really means a lot to me. I'll keep kicking these episodes out for you. I love doing them, but I also want to hear how much you're getting out of them, and the best way to do that is over on iTunes with a rating and review. So thank you so much for doing that in advance. Now, for today's episode, we've been talking a lot lately about sales funnels here on the podcast. Like in episode 29, I interviewed Russell Brunson, and Jody Underhill was my guest in episode number 33, talking all about sales funnels. And I realized that many of these conversations have been more on the advanced side. So as I like to do, I like to give different perspectives as well. So I kind of want to take a step back and cover sales funnels more for the beginner. And that's what Amy's really been focusing on much of her efforts lately. Strategies for sales funnel strategies, I should say, for the beginner, and how to use social media marketing to fill up your sales funnel. So if you're just starting out, maybe you're just now getting your product together, this episode is for you. Amy's going to share the exact 7 steps that make up a personalized social media sales funnel strategy that's simple to use, non-techie, that's automated, and most importantly, is going to be a profit-generating machine for your business. Because after all, that's what it's all about, right? The profits. So we go a little bit longer than usual today, so I want to jump right into it. Here's Amy Porterfield. All right, welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic. Amy Porterfield, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. Welcome.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I just was joking with you because we're just laughing here as we're getting going that I was going to be getting into the introduction here, laughing hysterically, but I've been able to quell that. We're in good shape here.
We're good. Let's do this.
And I cannot believe that it's almost episode number 40 here on the show, and you've not been on the show before. So
I don't know if I should be offended or what.
I know. Don't be offended, but thank you for coming on. So we're going to be talking about a really interesting topic today, because we've actually been talking quite a bit about sales funnels lately here on the show. And I wanted to get you on here today because you've been doing a lot of training lately about sales funnels, but specifically how to incorporate your sales funnel within the use of social media. Yes, Facebook. You are known for Facebook. I do a lot of Facebook ads. So, and you and I talk about this all the time, but sort of the role that Facebook is now playing in somebody's overall sales funnel. And, you know, the game has kind of changed a little bit. In that, you know, Facebook has changed and it's changing every single day. So I really wanted to get you on here and talk about what you've been talking about in your trainings lately, specifically when it comes to using social media to sort of fill your sales funnel, if you will, and really get a process and system in place for selling your products or services.
I like it. Let's do it.
Let's talk about the changes. Let's get the elephant in the room out of the way here first. All the changes that Facebook has been going through, organic reach has over the past couple of years, it's gone from like 50% down to, you know, it was like 25% for a while, then to 16%. Now it's down to like 2-4%. It's just changing every single day. And it's a pay-to-play platform right now. We know this. I've talked about this a lot here on the show. But you were talking about how to leverage Facebook right now from a marketing perspective, in addition to other social media platforms, and how to use all this together within your one sales funnel or within a sales funnel that's going to be working for your business. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So the way I see it is that we have to stay really current in terms of what's working right now on social media. And I will always, at least I always have up until this point, felt that Facebook is the most powerful social media platform out there. And when we're talking about ads, I mean, it wipes out every other social media site in terms of its targeting and its ability to reach the perfect audience. Yep. But what I am very clear about is that Facebook does not work solely on its own. So to get massive results from Facebook, you must use it inside a simple social media sales funnel. And what I mean by that is an effective, simple way to turn your fans and followers into warm leads and your warm leads into paying clients. So I truly believe that every business out there, no matter if you just got into business or maybe you're a year in and you're creating your first product or you've been at it for a while, I believe every business should have at its foundation a social media sales funnel. And the reason I call it that is because it's fueled by social media. To me, the best way to fuel any sales funnel is with Facebook ads, but maybe you want to experiment with just a little bit of Facebook ads because your budget's tight, and then you might want to use some free social media traffic as well. But that is the thing that's going to fill up the funnel. But it's not just about one social media site. And specifically on this, what we're talking about today, you can't just use Facebook alone.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you bring that up. And that's the reason why I started this podcast, you know, to hear the art of paid traffic, because yes, I focus on Facebook ads every single day, excuse me, but as we've been talking about, the game has changed. So it's kind of like, all right, let's not put all of our eggs in one basket and make sure that we are learning about and staying current with, as you put it, with other platforms and how to use those platforms to fill our sales funnel. So, and this is more for, you know, and as I mentioned in the introduction, this is more for sort of the beginner, someone who's just kind of starting out and really looking to get a very simple, maybe someone who's non-technical, you know, no jargon, no mumbo jumbo here that we need to kind of cover, because we've covered the more technical sales funnels here on the show. This is more sort of beginner stuff that we're talking about. Kind of take us through sort of from that beginning to the end of when someone's looking at, all right, I need to put this in place for my business. Where does somebody start?
Well, I have this motto, and I've been using it a lot because it's perfect in terms of how to look at your very first social media sales funnel. And that is to pursue simple and get fancy later. And by fancy, I just mean all the bells and whistles that you could add to a sales funnel, upsells and downsells and different aspects and different technology to put that whole sales funnel on overdrive. I think that's really important, but you're never going to get there until you build that foundation. So there's seven steps that if you took all, or if you took each of these seven steps and put them together, you could easily have a simple social media sales funnel. So I thought we could run through those seven steps just so that your audience could really understand what it looks like to get it done, because you'd be pleasantly surprised how easy you can put this together.
I love it. Let's do it.
Okay. So the first step is to create your core messaging, and your core messaging is going to shape your entire sales funnel. Now, the reason I make this the first step is because I recently surveyed my audience, and a lot of my audience is similar to yours, Rick, so I think you would relate to this, and I asked them, in not so many words, but I asked them, what's keeping you up at night? Like, what is your biggest frustration with growing your business right now? And two things came out of it. One, the number one thing I heard a lot was, I don't get enough sales. Lack of sales, trouble getting sales, no sales. That by far was the top of the list. And that's why I knew a social media sales funnel was something that my audience really needed. But the second thing came up is that people talked about not being able to find their target market online, not knowing where they're spending their time, not really knowing how to talk to them or getting them to understand the importance of what they're selling. And that comes down to your core messaging. So the first step is to get really clear on who your audience is and what your message is to them, not necessarily what you're selling to them, but what is your message? So right now, my core message is that Facebook is a powerful platform, but it doesn't work on its own. And every single business, no matter how long you've been in business, needs a simple social media sales funnel at their foundation so they can make consistent sales every single day. So you've got to get your core messaging before you build out your entire funnel. So that's step number one.
So can we talk about that for a sec?
Yeah.
So core messaging here. So two things here. Number one is in episode 30, I think it's 34. We just last week, I had the episode out with Steve Earle on copywriting and talking about the consistency of your copy and your messaging within your overall sales funnel. So if you've not heard that episode, not you, Amy, but everybody listening, go back and check that episode out, because it's a really good one talking about exactly what Amy's talking about here. But Amy, with what you're talking about here in step one, are you using the language, because you mentioned that you did a survey and you surveyed your audience, are you using the language that they used in the responses from the survey in your messaging, in your emails, in your, in your landing pages, that sort of thing?
I am. So one thing, I've always struggled with copywriting over the years when I was first starting out. It just wasn't anything that came natural to me. And literally up until I did this latest survey to my list, I finally asked questions that I really cared about. And I got to the heart of the matter for my audience. And now that I know that they're struggling with sales and they're struggling with their confidence and they want to find their target market and they want a system, that came up a lot. They want a system that makes everything work in their business so they're not constantly working at their business. Mm. All of that is coming through on my sales page for the sales funnel, in the emails I write them, in any kind of communication on social media. And it is amazing how much people are responding to it, more than I've ever seen. So once you nail that core messaging, I feel like everything else in your sales funnel comes together so much more easily.
Okay, that's such a great lesson. So for everybody listening, if you are surveying, well, number one, you should definitely be surveying your email list. Even if you have, 100 people or 100,000 people on your list, you should definitely be surveying them and using the language that the people who respond to that survey, using that language in your communications and in your emails, in your sales copy, in your, registration pages or whatever it might be. This is a really, really good lesson to be using the exact language that the people who are in your audience is using. So
yeah,
good lesson here. So what's step number two?
Okay, so step number two is to design a free giveaway that is aligned with the product you plan to sell. So we all know what a free giveaway is, a lead magnet, and every social media sales funnel needs a lead magnet. But the way I teach it is that you need to make sure that your lead magnet actually is going to be aligned with what you plan to sell. Now, a lot of my students are working on their product right now. Some of them have a product, program, or service ready, but a lot of them are working on it. on it. No matter what stage you're in, what I always say, and you've got to really remember this question, so it's worth writing down, what does your ideal audience, your target market, need to experience, be aware of, or believe in order to want or need your product? I'll repeat it one more time. What does your ideal audience need to experience, be aware of, or believe in order to want or need your product? And that will help you make sure that you create a lead magnet that's going to move that audience eventually to buy. So for example, my audience is constantly asking, how do I get more fans? How do I get more sales on Facebook? How do I make Facebook work for me so I get more likes, comments, and shares? These are the questions I'm asking. I get asked all the time. But I need my audience to understand that Facebook doesn't work alone. And it almost doesn't even matter how many Facebook fans you have in order to actually generate revenue. So in all of my giveaways, it's my job to make sure people understand the importance of pulling Facebook into a sales funnel. So whatever that giveaway is, there's got to be that messaging. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. And I'm really glad you brought this up, because this has been a conversation I've had with people kind of off and on for the past year or so, in that I just sort of poll people. Do they think this is important? And my question is that when I ask this, is that, is it important to have the same type of format in your giveaway that is similar to what your paid product is? So for example, if you have a video course, it's, you know, a video based course, should your giveaway be, or lead magnet be, video based?
What do you say to that?
I think it should be.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's any right or wrong answer on this, but I do think it sort of, If you're getting people used to the way that in your lead magnet, you're getting people used to the way that you are teaching. So if you're going to be teaching via video or audio, you know, have the lead magnet be in that sort of format. That's what I think. And it's worked pretty well for me in the past, although I do feel like, honestly, I could do a better job with that. Where do you fall in this whole thing?
So I see what you're saying about that. I think that it's nice to have the two kind of media types aligned. But what I say to those students that don't have a lead magnet yet or have one and it's just not converting, and by converting, I mean you should be able to get 30 leads a day on a really good lead magnet inside a social media sales funnel, and that's being conservative. What I always say is, if you're just starting out, start with a PDF, a mm-hmm. cheat sheet, a checklist, a quick guide, and go for the quick win. So this is something that I learned from a lot of my mentors, and that is, when you get somebody's lead magnet, you want to be able to get into it and feel like, yes, this is awesome. I trust this person. They've got good advice. Maybe I can apply something and get results quickly. That quick win is going to make them want to do business with you more. So that's why I always say, start with something that you could get done fairly quickly, but is still really valuable for your audience. Yeah. To me, that's the most important, because if you do something really complicated, you're never going to get the sales funnel up and running anyway.
I totally agree. Yeah. So you're coming at it more of a perspective of, have the lead magnet be sort of like a natural first step into whatever that paid product is going to be, rather than from a format perspective. Like, don't let the format trip you up, and don't let that be an obstacle from you getting started. Okay, I love it. Yeah. I love it. Perfect. Okay, cool.
Okay, so that's step number two. So you've got your core messaging, and then you create your giveaway. The third step is your opt-in page. So you obviously need a way to create a place where people can give you their name and email in exchange for your free giveaway. Now, Rick, we know which tool we like to use, right?
Do we? No, we do. Yes. Lead pages.
Lead pages is the best tool to use for this. And that's the only tool that I teach in all of my programs, because here's something really important to remember. When you're creating your first sales funnel and you want to get it up and running and you want it to start making money for you quickly, if you try to do an opt-in page yourself, you're probably not a skilled programmer and designer. It's going to take you time, frustration, probably some money, and it's going to take you away from getting the job done. So that's why I just keep coming back to the simple, 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 because in my program, I review people's sales funnels, like personally get into their sales funnel, review it for them. And so many people in the past were trying to build their opt-in page themselves, and it was horrible. It would never have converted. Mm. So I'm a stickler and say, use a tool that works well, that you know is going to convert, and let's move on to more important things that are going to make you money.
Yeah, for sure. And for everybody listening, you don't have to use Lead Pages. Amy and I use Lead Pages. We're big fans of Lead Pages. We are both affiliates for Lead Pages. That's how much we believe in them. But just find a solution that's easy for you, that or you can have somebody do very quickly for you. Again, this should not be a step that holds you up from moving forward and getting everything in place. Now, I will say about Lead Pages, and I've talked about this a few times here on the show and also on the blog. If you're using Lead Pages at this time, make sure that you're not using the Lead Pages URL if you are running Facebook ads, and because it is the URL, Lead Pages URLs have been flagged by Facebook as quote unquote spam. And so the way around that is you definitely be still using Lead Pages, but if you are a WordPress user, just simply download the WordPress plugin for Lead Pages and just create a custom URL out of that landing page that you've built in Lead Pages. So instead of it being like rickmulready.leadpages.net. blah, 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 it just becomes rickmulready.com/ whatever it might be. So don't forget about that. Super important.
Very.
Okay. Step number four.
Okay. Step number four is to create a Facebook targeting plan. Now, step number four and five have to do with Facebook ads. You could, and we'll get into exactly what I mean by that, but you could actually replace step four and five with other social media site traffic, such as Instagram or Pinterest or YouTube or wherever you want to drive traffic. The goal here is to fill up your funnel with quality leads. And so wherever that traffic's coming from, it doesn't really matter as long as you're sending quality traffic. But step number four is a Facebook targeting plan, because I really do believe that every social media sales funnel should have some aspect of Facebook advertising. There's nothing like it out there on any other social media site. You can get in front of your perfect audience and you can do it on a small budget. So I always say those starting out, and Rick, this is your specialty really, but those starting out should target other Facebook pages. Find a few Facebook pages that you can target and get your ad in front of them. The ad is actually advertising your lead magnet. So rarely will you ever see Rick or I sell directly on Facebook. Instead, we're always running ads to free giveaways. So getting a plan together and saying, okay, this is who I'm going to target, this is how I'm going to do it, is pretty much one of the most important things when it comes to Facebook ads. And I don't know about you, Rick, but do you teach inside your programs audience insights?
I do. Yeah.
I think it's so very valuable. So yep. I think you should explain to people real fast what that is.
Yeah, for sure. It's a, I like how you pass the buck right there. you talk about it.
You do a good job.
This is a tool that a lot of people don't realize that it exists in there, but it's a completely free tool. It's on the inside your ads manager. So if you click on like manage ads, or when you're on your Facebook page, go to manage ads. In the left-hand column, you're going to see a link there that says audience insights. You click on audience insights, and then from there, you can put in different interests in there. So you can put in other Facebook pages of people who are in your space, whether it's a competitor, somebody similar to you. And what Facebook will do is it'll give you demographic information about people who like that page, and also give you other Facebook pages that are similar to whatever page that you put in there. So it gives you a lot of insight, audience insights, that's why it's called that. It gives you a lot of insight into those people who like the pages that and the criteria that you're putting in there. If you have uploaded your email list, for example, if you're uploading a retargeting list or a retargeting audience, I should say. So if you have set up a pixel and you are tracking the traffic that's coming to your website and you want to know more about them from a demographic standpoint, you could upload that audience into Facebook, and then Audience Insights can tell you a lot of information about that audience who's coming to your website. So,
I mean, it's really powerful. Yep. And that's why I always say there's so many different ways to target, but let's use Audience Insights and find out what other Facebook pages might be perfect for you to target and just start there. You've got to start somewhere. And I think that's one of the easiest places to start.
Yeah, for sure. And I have something to add, but I want to hear step number five first before I add it, because I don't know if it's going to be more relevant right now or after your five.
Okay. So step number four is put together a Facebook targeting plan with all these different opportunities for you to target. Step number five is actually create your Facebook ad campaign. So okay. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, okay, so it's probably more relevant to what you were talking about from the targeting plan is, and you and I talk about this a lot, is that, you know, we're talking about Facebook changing on almost what seems like a daily basis, but
right. From
an ads perspective, it really has changed over the past few months in that Facebook really wants you to be adding value to your potential target audience. Now, you just mentioned, Amy, when you're talking about, you know, not necessarily directly selling to them right off the bat, meaning give them value first, give them your lead magnet, give them the opportunity to opt in to get something for free and build that relationship with them. And that's really what Facebook wants you to be doing right now, is building that relationship with them, adding value to them in whatever way that you can. And then you're able to sell to them once you've established that relationship. So just another thing to keep in mind as we're going through steps four and five here, setting up your targeting plan and then setting up your ads in step number five.
Awesome. Okay. So just to make sure we're all on the same page, you get good at your core messaging. You really get that dialed in. You create your free giveaway. You create an opt-in page to send traffic to it. Then you get your traffic going. We suggest Facebook advertising, but you can also use other social media traffic to do so. And then once you get that dialed in, now you're going to focus on your email autoresponder series. And to me, this is the most important. You know, a lot of my mentors in the past would say the money's in the list. And I believed that for a long time until I started to realize the power of core messaging. And so what I believe today is that the profits are actually in the core messaging that you're able to create over your email autoresponder series, meaning like inside your autoresponder and the flow of that and how you're going to tell people about who you are and what your product is and what the benefits are. That messaging is going to make or break your social media sales funnel. So if you can get really good at building relationships inside your emails and getting people to buy, that's where you're going to see the profits. So just to be clear, because I want to really break it down, when someone opts into your email list, they're going to get the first email. Hey, thanks for signing up for my cheat sheet. Here it is. Enjoy. And then what I like to do is send an email the very next day reminding them, hey, I sent you that cheat sheet. Did you get it? Make sure you download it, because you want people to engage with your free giveaway. If they get that quick win, if they feel like you know your stuff, they're more likely to pay attention to everything else that you're going to be sending them over the next few weeks. Once they get that second email, what I like to do is start introducing them to my product, program, or service, telling them a little bit about it, give them the benefits, also introducing stories around it, maybe case studies. But that's in a series of, let's say, three or four emails to follow over the next 1 or 2 weeks. So it's a little bit more aggressive than your regular, maybe once a week email. But this is where you've earned the right to promote if you give them something of great value in the beginning. And you're always building relationship, you're always adding value in these emails, but you also are promoting. And what I notice is a lot of my students, when they're just starting this out, they want to just send one quick email, like, hey, I've got something and goodbye. And they're just kind of jump out. It's like, you don't want to really put yourself out there. You've got to sell in order to make money online. You need to do this, but you can do it in a really elegant way that people feel supported and taken care of and with relationship with you, but also they want to buy your product.
Yeah, this is such an important, and I didn't think you just said this, like this is the most important step out of all these, because, you know, and you and I get this question all the time, and we were just talking about it, but how do I, you know, sell using Facebook ads or just on social media in general? And generally, not all the time, but generally, this is cold traffic that we're getting from these social media platforms. Not all the time, but generally,
right,
it's that cold traffic. And so we always have to, this is where the whole, I always talk about like the mindset of people who are on Facebook, for example. You know, it's not like Google, for example, where they're physically searching for something that they want to shop for or want to locate or something like that. The mindset of people on Facebook is they're there to share with their friends and family. And as an advertiser, you get to catch their attention and give them value, everything that we're talking about now. And once you've done that with your lead magnet, everything that you're talking about right now, Amy, then you get them into that autoresponder series and build that relationship with them. And that is so crucial, because that's what allows you to sell to them.
So true. So very true. Now, the final thing in the seven steps is that you want to send that email traffic to a highly converting sales page. And this is something that I used to not teach inside my programs, but I realized if you're going to work that hard on your core messaging and getting those emails put together in a way that makes people want to buy, you've got to send them somewhere, and that somewhere needs to be really valuable for them in terms of clicking a button and paying you money. So you want to create a sales page that is exactly formatted in a way that not only converts, meaning the buttons are in the right place, the images, the text, but also is speaking to them in a way that makes them realize, wait, you get me, you know what I need, I have this challenge, you're my solution, I'm going to buy. So you've got to work on that, and it takes some time for sure, and you'll get better over time, but you really want to put some time into that sales page as well.
And are you using lead pages also for that?
I am, actually. So when I teach it, I tell people, you know, keep it simple in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Use a lead pages sales page template. And what's cool about lead pages is not only do they have these templates inside your membership, they call them free, but you're paying like a monthly membership, which is pretty low. But they now have a marketplace where if you want to go a little bit fancier, you can buy, let's say, a template for $10 extra, and it's got a lot more bells and whistles, and you can make it look exactly, you know, a lot closer to how you want it to look. And then once you use lead pages to create your sales page or whatever tool you want to use, as the money starts coming in, as you start to convert and make money, you can then put some of that money back into, let's say, a custom sales page. But until you're making consistent revenue, there's no need to spend a lot of money on these different steps that I'm talking about.
Love it. Love it. So that was step number seven, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's recap real quick. So I've been taking copious notes here.
Okay, let's see if you get them right.
Core messaging, number one. Step number one, make sure that your core messaging is in place. Once you have your core messaging, and we talked about surveying and using the language that you get from the survey respondents in your within your messaging and using that information within your giveaway. So having a really quality giveaway lead magnet in step number two that is set up so that you're leading people into whatever your paid product or service is. Step number three is getting that landing page in place, having that opt-in page. We talked about lead pages as being an option, but not letting that the technical side of that, you know, be an obstacle for you. Getting something done that is going to be converting for you, but getting that landing page in place. Steps four and five involve Facebook ads. Step number four is targeting. How you getting your targeting plan in place? Or it could be any for any social media platform at that point.
Could, yep.
Not just, doesn't have to be just Facebook ads. Step number five is getting whatever platform that you're going to be using, getting that paid traffic or getting that system in place there where if you are going to be using Facebook ads, getting those ads created or YouTube or Pinterest or whatever it might be, getting that everything in place there in step number five, having the email autoresponder series set up in step number six there. And then within that email series, getting them into, which is what step number seven we just finished talking about, sending traffic into your highly converting sales page.
Good job. You get an A+.
Do I pass?
You did.
I normally don't take notes as I'm interviewing somebody, but I felt like today I was like, I better take some notes because it kind of throws me off. I like to pay attention, you know, not that I wasn't paying attention to you. But so you've been teaching this for a while now, and you break this down in a brand new program that you've just released. Is that right? So you take everybody through these steps, but you go very, very in depth into each one of these steps and walk people through step by step each step along the way here, right?
I do. It's called the Profit Lab, and one of the things that I am best known for is to go through these types of steps step by step and show you exactly what to do. Click here, go here, do this, how to put your lead magnet together, what resources to use, and what needs to go on your opt-in page to actually make it convert. Like, there's no stone left unturned inside the Profit Lab because I want people to actually focus on these seven steps and get it done so that they can start generating revenue right away. Since that's what I keep hearing. I need more sales. I have lack of sales. I have challenges with sales. This is your solution to create more sales. So the Profit Lab is truly about how to build your social media sales funnel. And I'm really excited about it because, you know, a lot of people just want to be told, tell me what to do and how to do it to get results. And that's what this program does.
And I just want to say that because I've partnered with you before to promote this program because that's how much I believe in it and I believe in you. But you've totally revamped this program, right? From in the past.
I have, because it used to be called the Facebook Marketing Profit Lab. And anybody that has built a program, I've had it since 2012, over 2,500 people have gone through the program. And anytime you build a program, it's a little bit scary to totally change it up, especially because it's always sold really, really well. But I feel like it's my responsibility to make sure that you're staying, in terms of you're staying ahead of the trend, know what's going on social media, and using the strategies that are working right now. And I knew that it was more than just Facebook. So Facebook is always going to be a part of the Profit Lab. I teach step by step, if you're new at Facebook ads, how to do them, how to do your targeting plan. But also, I've brought in more experts. So I've brought in Instagram experts, Shalene Johnson, Subi Zimmerman, Pinterest experts, Melanie Duncan, YouTube expert, James Wedmore, and Twitter expert, Kim Garst. So I brought in people to teach you other ways to fill up your social media sales funnel. So truly, it is a holistic approach to what's working right now on social media. And if your business, in your business, if you're struggling to see sales, or if you just feel pulled in a million directions, it's likely because you don't have a plan in place. And that's why I teach the social media sales funnel, because that's putting a plan in place. And the cool thing, and Rick and I have talked about this a lot, we go to coffee probably once a week. And we talk about, as we were starting our business, and how frustrating it can be at the beginning. And it can be a real big hit on your confidence when you're trying to make it work in the beginning and it's just not coming together. And I feel like the biggest confidence booster that you can bring into your business is to actually start making sales, start making money. Of course, it's not all about money. But if you have a business, you want it to generate consistent revenue. And so I feel like the biggest confidence boost you can give yourself is to put a plan in place so your business is working for you every single day. It's a pretty amazing feeling, as you know, Rick.
Yeah, I love it. And it's the cliche, like, you're making money while you're able to do other things, while, you know, you don't have to be working on necessarily in order to have money coming in. Now, I want to get some specifics here and details as far as dates and where I want to give people the URL that they can go for the program. But I do want to answer a question that I get quite a bit, and that is, what is the difference between my program, the FB Advantage, and this program? And I want to answer that for everybody. Basically, in the FB Advantage, I go very deeply into Facebook ads. So you are going to learn every single thing from start to finish about Facebook ads on a very deep level. And you also get, you know, ads coaching from me and a Facebook group and so forth. Whereas Profit Lab, where Amy's program is different in that it gives you the holistic approach and takes you through, like, walks you through step by step from start to finish, the holistic approach to the marketing plan. Where, yes, she does talk about Facebook ads within there, but it's the holistic approach, walking you through from step one right through. I mean, you talked about seven steps, but it's a lot more steps within the entire program. So that's the biggest difference. And I've had so many people go through that, sign up for your program last year when I partnered with you on it. That they were like, oh my god, the combination of your ads program and Amy's Profit Lab is exactly what I was looking for.
And they do really complement each other. It's kind of awesome how that works.
Yeah, yeah. So I just wanted to kind of get that question out there because I knew that I'd have questions like that. So just want to make sure that I clarify what the difference is. And they're not competing programs in any way, because I've gotten questions like, dude, why would you have Amy on to promote her program when you have this program? But they're not competing. They're complementary.
Very much so.
So I want to give the URL up, but I also want Amy to share what the dates are, because the program is not open forever. So it's amyporterfield.com/Rick. That's where you can go to learn more about the program and to sign up for it while it is open, because it is not open forever. Amy, share with us when the program closes down, because when I'm going to release the show, it's actually only a few more days after I release it that it's open.
Yes. So the program, the doors to enroll, they close on May 26th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we really do stick by that. So you only have a few more days to enroll in the program. So I just want to make sure if this is something that kind of, you know, interests you and you're thinking, I want to look into this, what you'll want to do is go to amyporterfield.com/Rick, and you'll see two options there. One is self-study and one is mastery. Self-study is basically all the videos, all the cheat sheets. We actually, Rick, you might not know this, we have a brand new Q&A forum. So people can go into the forum and ask questions. I have a trained Facebook and marketing expert in there that's going to help everybody. So we've really made it so that you're not just thrown into the program and try to figure it out. You've got some support, but we still call that the self-study. Then we have this other level called mastery, and that's where you get a private Facebook group with me. You get 3 live Q&A calls, and I review your entire social media sales funnel. So you send me everything, the lead magnet, the opt-in page, the Facebook ads, the sales page, the emails. I go through the entire thing and then make you a personal video where I show you areas to improve and things to tweak and maybe some red flags I see and all the insights. So you get a personal review. That's mastery. The challenge is by the time this airs, mastery will almost be filled up, if not totally filled. Once we hit 200 people, we close mastery because I do a lot of one-on-one inside that program. So if mastery is what you want, you got to jump on it fast.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not doing this like intentional, like it's just the way that these shows are planned out here. I'm like not trying to create like false scarcity here. It's just the way that things are falling here because you've actually, you have a very limited number of these mastery levels because you're doing it yourself. You're doing all these reviews yourself. So you can't be doing thousands of these things. And we all know how long that takes. So anyway, if definitely check this program out, guys. amyporterfield.com/Rick is the URL to go learn even more about it than in addition to what we've been talking about today. This is a great program. So Amy, thank you so much for coming on to the show today. Next time, it won't be another 40 episodes to get you back onto the show, but I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I love doing shows with you. So thanks, Rick.
Always a good time here with Amy Porterfield. Hope you enjoyed this one today. If you're selling a product or service online and you want to put a system in place for automating your revenue from that product or service, you know, I mean, we've talked about it a lot here in the show, that having a social media sales funnel that converts is the backbone of a profitable business today. That's how important it is. So if you're interested in joining Amy's Profit Lab program, I definitely recommend it. Go to amyporterfield.com/Rick and you can sign up there. Remember, depending on when you're listening to this episode, enrollment does close on May 26. So if you'd like to enroll, make sure you do that before the 26. And if you do sign up through that link, please know that I am a proud affiliate for Amy's program. So I do get a small commission if you enroll through that link. So thank you very much in advance. The show notes page for today's episode, which contains all the links that we discussed and an overview of what we talked about, can be found over at rickmulready.com/37. That's the number 37. All right, that's all for today's episode. I've got another great one coming your way in the next episode. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.